who join in by way of live streaming here today, Father God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that their ears will be open, Father God, to hear your word, and that they will have a receiving heart, Heavenly Father, to receive your word. Your word is life-giving. It is life-giving. Jesus himself said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, Father, we thank you that we're living by your word, and your word will never, ever return unto you void. Thank you, Father, for your presence in our lives. You promise us that you'd never leave us and you'd never forsake us. And so, Father, we cherish your presence with us and in us, Father God, day by day as we walk with you. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory. Father, I thank you for your anointing and call upon my life to minister your word. And I'm resting in that right now, Heavenly Father, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. This past Wednesday, I began a message entitled Reasons for Hope. Reasons for Hope. And I'm going to continue that again this morning. There are some other things that I want to share with you. Amen. So go ahead and, you know, if you're taking notes, and I hope you are, praise God. Our subject again is Reasons for Hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, in the book of Lamentations, and I did not cover this this past Wednesday, but in Lamentations chapter 3, beginning at verse 21. Now get this in your spirit. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. It says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. Hallelujah. Though the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Let me reread that. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Now take another look at this. Verse 21. He said, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. You know, the reasons for hope is what God has promised us. Amen. I have to go back to the word of God and read what he has promised me. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We can't just live on what we heard. We have to continue to hear the word of God. Praise God. Now, you know, I had lunch last Sunday, a week ago. I had lunch, and I enjoyed my lunch. But you know what? I can't live on that today. All right? It worked for me a week ago. Amen. It gave me strength. I was able to get around and move around and do what I needed to do. But you know, I need to continuously eat, not overeat. Hallelujah. But continuously eat. Now you can't overeat on the word of God. Amen. You cannot overeat. You can consume the word of God and consume and consume and consume and consume, and you get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and harder and harder and harder for the devil to handle. He just can't deal with you because you're full of the word of God. Amen. But my point is, the word of God, we can't live on what we've heard. We got to live on what we are hearing. It's a continuous process. So the writer here says in verse 21, he says, I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. in order for him to recall, he would have first have had to have something on the inside of him to pull up that would give him hope. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to read those three verses to you again, then we'll move on. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. He is a merciful God. Hallelujah. He is a merciful God. You know, we've all missed it. We've all made bad decisions. But you know what? Thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. They are new. They are new every morning, or his compassions are new every morning. Let me read verse 22 again. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if it wasn't for God's mercy, we would all be in hell, right? You understand? We would all be lost. We would all be most miserable people, because the devil would have taken us out. But because of God's love and because of his mercy, we're still here. And it goes on to say in verse 22, because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I can get up every morning with renewed vigor, knowing that I am walking with the Lord and he is walking with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he is a compassionate God. He loves me. Praise God. And I love him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So remember that God has given you promises that you can walk in no matter what you face in life. I want to tell you something. You know, we're dealing with this coronavirus, and there are folks that's scared to death. They are afraid. They are afraid. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to live in fear. All you have to do is recall God's promises. Begin to speak God's word out of your mouth. Recall his promises and be encouraged. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That gives us hope. That gives us hope. Praise God. And like I told you Wednesday night, you know, in simple terms, hope is an expectation of something good. I'm expecting something good to happen to me and for me. I'm expecting something good to happen today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. I'm looking for something good. I'm not looking for anything bad. Amen? I'm not looking for anything bad. Hallelujah. But if something happens that I'm not expecting, my hope is still in God. My hope is still in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So hope is an optimistic expectation for something good to happen from God. In other words, you're expecting God to do good things. You're expecting blessings from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so let me tell you something. You know, we receive positive information from friends, family, whatever. You know, when your supervisor call you in his office, and you may be a little nervous walking in because you don't know what they want. But they tell you, I got some good news for you. We're going to give you a raise. We're going to give you a raise. Praise God. Well, you know what? That makes you feel good, doesn't it? Amen. It gives you hope. Glory to God. There's some things that we've been needing in our home, or we've been needing to purchase. Now we can get those things. It gives you hope. So it's good when we hear good things from the outside. It's good. But you know what? Our hope should always, listen to me good, our hope should always be grounded on what the Word of God says. Amen. Because man can disappoint you, but God will never, ever let you down. that same person that promised you the raise may call you back in the office and say, listen, I'm so sorry. I apologize to you. Something has happened since we last spoke, and we cannot give you your raise right now. So you're going to have to wait. And of course, guess what? Now that's hope that's crushed. That's hope. Now you're disappointed. Now you're disappointed. Now you possibly discouraged because you had plans for that extra money that now you cannot use. But let me tell you something. Our hope should always be in the promise of God. You know what? If your supervisor tell you they cannot give you a raise, you can still trust God because you know that God is going to make a way for you. Some way, somehow. It don't matter. Your hope is in the Lord and not in man. Thank God for what man does. We appreciate man for what they do and their generosity, but our hope must be in God. Our hope must be in the Word of God. Our hope must be in what He has said. And I hope there's some amens out there all over the place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we went, and I won't go over there again. We were there Wednesday night, Psalm chapter 42, verse 5 and 11 I read to you. But the writer asked himself, why are you depressed? He was talking to himself. Why are you depressed? Why are you so down? And he told himself, hope in God. Hope in God. You know, sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. Sometimes we have to jerk the slack out of our own selves. Yes, we do. Sometimes we have to jerk the slack out of our own self. So this writer was saying, why are you down? Why are you depressed? You can still hope in God. And I'm here to tell you today, no matter what you're dealing with in your life, you can still hope in God. Make a decision. I am not going to be depressed. I'm not going to allow this thing to conquer me. I'm going to put my hope in God. Amen. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Now listen to me. Child of God, God wants you to be strong. Let me say that again. God wants you strong. God wants you strong. I repeat, God wants you strong. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, in the book of Romans, I'm sorry, not Romans, Ephesians, chapter 6. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, God wants us strong for our own benefit. It helps us when we're strong in the Lord. Not in ourselves, but we're strong in Him. It helps us. But let me tell you something. God has called you and He has called me to be a blessing to someone else. Matter of fact, Peter tells us we are blessed to be a blessing. And I know you want to be a blessing. Don't you want to be a blessing? I know I do. God's called me to bless. And I want to be a blessing to others. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, drop down to verse 3. Verse 3. In verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Isn't that great? Oh, let me read that to you again. Get this in your spirit. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, not just some comfort, but God of all comfort. Verse 4, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Hallelujah. You know, during this time, with the virus and all the other things that's going on, it's not just the coronavirus that we're dealing with right now, but there's a lot of other things just going on. But you know what? I made a decision that I'm going to be comforted in God. I'm going to be comforted in Him. When I read His word, it brings me comfort. When I spend time with Him in prayer and I talk to Him, it brings comfort to me. Amen. Whether I'm, so to speak, in my prayer closet, or whether I'm driving down the road or whatever I'm doing, when I'm talking to God, it brings comfort to me, because I know He's, not only is He with me, He's inside of me, He's in my heart, in my spirit, but I can talk to Him. He's with me also, and I can talk to Him, and I can talk to Him about anything, and it brings comfort to me. Amen? But you know, the same comfort that God gives me, He expects me to take that same comfort and comfort someone else. Not everybody knows how to look to God for comfort. But we have to let them know, listen, it's going to be okay. You don't have to fear. God is on your side. Take them to the Word of God and tell them, look, this is what God says. See, this is what God says. He is on your side. And grab the hand and say, let's pray. Let's pray about your situation. Let's pray about your circumstances. If there's any time that people need comforting, it's today. If there's any time that people need to know that God's on their side, it is today. Hallelujah. And we're told, just as God has given us comfort, caused us to be encouraged, we are to do the same for each other. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Himself said in Luke chapter 21, verse 26, you don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but you can read it along with me. I'll read it. Jesus says, men's hearts failing them from fear. Now, at this time, Jesus was talking to His disciples and so forth about some things that would be happening in the last days. Not only things like viruses, but earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars, and folks, we have a lot going on in our world today. You know, we just had a pretty bad storm come through our way, and some of you know about that a week ago, and these things are happening, and a lot of people suffered, and some people lost their lives because of tornadoes and so forth. And so Jesus said, because of all these things, some folks' hearts gonna fail. Let me read it to you again. Verse 26, Luke 21. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Let me tell you something. When you take your eyes off Jesus, When you take your eyes off him and you begin to focus on all the things that's going on around you, and that's where your focus is, let me tell you something, it will terrify you. It will terrify you. And God does not want his people in that condition. How in the world are we going to reach the world if we ourselves are terrified? We can't do it. The people in the world, the lost, the hurting, they've got to know that our God is faithful. And we've got to keep our eyes on him. Yes, there are things that's going on, but we got to keep our eyes on him. We got to keep our focus on him. We got to live in his promises. We have this foundation right here that we live in every day of our life. We are people of hope. We expect good things to happen. Even when things are bad around us, we can still look for the good and expect the good, knowing that God is with us and he's faithful to his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Like it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, and you hear me quote it so many times, and I'll quote it for you again today because I want you to get it on the inside of you, not just in your head, but on the inside of you. Matter of fact, I'm going to turn over there, excuse me, and you can turn over there with me, 2 Timothy chapter 1, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, hallelujah. Let me read it to you again. Get this on the inside of you. Well, Pastor, I've heard this before. Good. Let's hear it again. Get it on the inside of you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Folks, that's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. But then it goes on to tell us what he has given us. Amen. We need to know what he haven't given us, but then we need to know what he has given us. He's given us power. I'm here to tell you, you can make it. If you keep your eyes on God, you keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, you keep your eyes in his word. Amen. If you feed on his promises, you're going to do all right because he gives us power and he gives us love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. So God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I am glad about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a winner. We are winners in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Does that mean we don't have to suffer? Yes, we suffer. Amen. Every time someone says something bad about you, that's called suffering. Yeah, we have to deal with the world, but we are still conquerors. He's made us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, here's one thing I want you to remember. Well, before I tell you, turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew's Gospel, the 28th. Chapter, Matthew's Gospel, the 28th chapter. And I'll tell you what I want you to remember. Matter of fact, before I tell you what I want you to remember, I want to read something to you. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. Now, this is after Jesus rose from the dead. When they saw him, they worshiped him. Now, what they were looking at is the risen Savior, our risen Savior, all right? When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. That would be Thomas. Verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, he's talking to his disciples here, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now look at verse 20. Verse 20 is the last verse in the book of Matthew. This is the last thing that Matthew recorded, Jesus saying, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Let me read verse 20 again. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. This is what I want you to remember. Remember this. He is always with you. You will never, ever be alone. Amen. He is always, and what glory to God, what a way to end the book. What a way to end the book by Jesus saying, he was talking to his disciples, but you know what? We're his disciples also. If we're born again, we're his disciples, we're his people, we're his children, we're his family. And he said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. As long as you are on the earth, Jesus is saying, I am with you. I will never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. As long as you are having to walk this walk, I'm walking it with you. Hallelujah. We're talking about here on earth. We know once we get to heaven, we'll be in his presence for all eternity. We'll be in his presence for all eternity. But he said, while you are in the earth, while you are having to deal with the devil, while you are having to face opposition, while you are having to deal with difficult people, while you are having to deal with anything that tries to hinder your walk, or frustrate your life, Jesus has said, I am with you. Glory to God. I like to say it this way. This is what it means to me. I'm with you, Jesus said. As long as you need my assistance, I am with you. I need him, folks. I need him every day of my life. I need his assistance. As long as you need my power, I am with you. As long as you need my leadership and my guidance, I am with you. As long as you need my protection, I am with you. As long as you need my provision, I will provide for you. I am with you. Let me tell you something. He is everything I need, when I need it and how long I need it. Amen. Glory to God. So I know that my walk here on this earth, I'll never walk alone. I thank God for his presence with me. Even when I can't feel it, even when it don't feel like he's there, I know that he's there because he will never lie to me. He'll never lie to me. He'll never lie to you. Thank God we don't walk by feelings, but we walk by faith. We walk by what he said. I believe what he said. If he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, I believe what he said, whether it looks like it or not. He said it, that settles it for me. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, let's back that up a little further. Hallelujah. I'm just a few more minutes. I want you to go, Book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. But here's the secret, folks. We got to keep our eyes on him. We got to keep our focus on him. Amen. Romans chapter 8. I love this. I'll read verse 11. Listen to this. Well, I said I'll read verse 11. I might want to back up a little bit. Let's back up to verse 9. I really could begin at verse 1, but I won't for the sake of time. But verse 9, we'll just jump right in the middle of it. You can read the rest of it in your spare time. But it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Hallelujah. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Verse 10. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, take a close look at verse 11 with me. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now let me read this again. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. This is what I want you to grab. This is what I want you to remember. The same spirit, now hear me good, the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the grave, the Bible tells us that that same spirit dwells in us who are born again. That same spirit, that same power. How many of you know it took the power of God to raise Jesus from the dead? Hallelujah. It took the power of God to raise him up. But that same power, that same spirit is now dwelling on the inside of us. Glory to God. Now, I tell you what, that should give your faith a boost right there. Glory to God. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is now living on the inside of me. Now, I'm going to read to you the same verse, verse 11, from the New Living Translation, which says, the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Hallelujah. Listen, anytime you feel alone, just remember the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of me. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to me. He lives on the inside of me. Praise God. You are never alone. And one of the things that the Spirit of God just sort of revealed to me is right now there's a lot of people that are lonely. They're lonely. They feel like nobody understands. And, you know, I listen to the news some. I don't listen to it all the time. The Word of God is my source. But I do try to stay up to date on what's going on. And I heard some folks say that there are folks that are so depressed, frustrated, that they're even taking their own lives. And that is sad. We have reason for hope. We don't have to take our lives. If you're a child of God, there's not a reason to take your life. Matter of fact, there's not a reason, whether you're born again or not, ever to take your life. You can always come to Jesus Christ. He's your answer. He is your helper. He died for you. But people are depressed. Some have more time on their hands than they know what to do with. May I offer a suggestion? Spend that time with the Lord. Amen. Spend more time with the Lord. Spend more time talking to the Lord. Spend more time studying his word. Amen. And if you have opportunity, spend more time hearing his word. Glory to God. But whatever you do, don't let depression lord over your life. You rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. You rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. You will not make a decision. I will not receive the spirit of depression. But I put my focus on the Lord, and I will praise him. You know what? Put you on some good praise music and just praise God and sing unto the Lord. Put you on some good praise music. Nothing depressing. Put you on some good praise music. Amen. Music that's glorifying God, and just lift your hands and bless him. Amen. He will give you the oil of joy for the spirit of mourning. Hallelujah. Joy belongs to the people of God. Stop talking about how bad things are and start talking about how good God is. Hallelujah. Stop focusing on the bad and start focusing on what's good. It will change your life. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're watching me today and you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to do that right now. He gives you reason for hope.